Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about having a new friend on the show, Brandon Steiner. Is here. Brandon is the newest member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder and the chairman of Steiner Sports Marketing Memorabilia, and it's the largest company of its kind in the galaxy. Oh, no, maybe just in America. And it's considered, he's a sports marketing guru, as many of you know, and he's got an incredible story of growing up as a poor kid in Brooklyn to being a very successful guy and a well-known guy. He's got his newest book is called You Gotta Have Balls, What a Kid from Brooklyn Started from Scratch, bought Yankee Stadium and created a sports empire. And he's our new friend, Brandon Steiner. Welcome to the show.
Well, first of all, it's great to be here this morning. Let me make one guarantee right now,
okay,
just to kick the show off. I guarantee that I'm not going to teach anybody there that's listening anything. But I guarantee that I'm going to get you thinking different.
All right, we
and
like
that's
that.
That's what small business is all about. It's about painting outside the lines, being a little different, and you can afford to be. And you got to take advantage of that, and that's what we're going to get into this morning, I hope, and that's what kind of You Got to Have Balls the book is all about. It's painting outside the box, being a little different, and thinking a little different.
Brandon, there are people out there listening to you right now who don't have much. They're trying to... They're unemployed. They're trying to figure out how to carve their own place in the marketplace, and they're right now. Maybe they're just trying to feed their family, and they're trying to imagine. You know, could I actually do this? We talk to them about that. Give us a little perspective from the standpoint of where you came from.
Well, first, you know, I always say I saw the light at an early age. Unfortunately, it was the refrigerator light because it was empty. And, you know, I come from a single-parent home. We lived over a Glock kosher butcher. You know, and Glock kosher, for those of you who don't know, that's not only kosher, but that's where they kill the chickens below. You're right outside my window every morning.
Wow, that's kosher on steroids, right?
And, you know, I remember when I was 10 years old being called to the front of the class and the teacher gave me an envelope of money. And I said, what's this for? He says, well, we took a collection and need to buy some clothes.
My.
I said, well, how do you know I need clothes? He says, well, you have a rip in your right knee. So I went home, I told my mom that. I said, well, you know, we didn't buy your clothes because you were in between sizes. And
yeah.
So I started thinking, that doesn't make any sense. So
right.
I went in my mom's room and I said, Mom, about 3 hours later, I said, I'm going to go get a job on Saturday and I'm going to take care of myself. You don't have to worry about me. And I was 10 years old. And back in Brooklyn, there's King's Highway. Is this long highway with all these small retail and business shops.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at 7 in the morning, went up and down that street, and finally I found that first job at 10, Freddie the Fruit Man, delivering fruit and vegetables. And I've been working ever since. I'm 53.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. I love working. I don't have to work anymore. I love working. And I think one of the things I say to everyone out there is you got to turn your adversity into your advantage. I always say a recession is a terrible thing to waste. And, you know, back then in the 70s, the economy was just as bad then as it was now. Not easy for even a high school or a young kid to get a job.
Right, right.
Most people were working two jobs, and things were tight. So,
well, and
know,
inflation
one of the,
was
one of the things you get into is turning your adversity into your advantage.
Well, one of the things, though, that you're saying that I think is really important is if you want to be a success in life, you can't do it without work. You can't do it without showing up, can you?
Well, I think, you know, showing up and, you know, a lot of times people let their pride and their ego get in the way. And a lot of times people don't want to take the risk. You know, sometimes you got to start from the bottom. And, you know, you can't get anywhere walking, you know, you can't stub your toe walking backwards. So, you know, it's like sometimes, you know, listen, I work two jobs forever in a day, but you got to get into the commitment where most people are waiting to find something they're passionate about.
Well,
I'm
but
like,
isn't that important,
BS.
Though? But Brandon, isn't that important because I love my business, you love your business, and if you're like me, you wouldn't rather be anywhere else. Isn't that one of the keys to success?
I think it's a key, but I think it's overrated. I think, you know, everybody wants to be passionate. Everybody wants to find that person that makes them feel a certain way, you know, and that's why people don't want to get married. But I think it starts with commitment. You make a commitment to not do your best, but to do everything you can. When people say I'm doing the best I can, I cringe. It's like, no, I don't want you to do the best you can. I want you to do everything you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then some. So when it starts with commitment, commitment will lead to passion. And then intensity will fuel that passion, and you got a success. And listen, you make a commitment, sometimes it doesn't work, you don't have the passion, it's not feeling right,
mm-hmm.
but most of the time it will. You know, you'll get some passion after you make that strong commitment, and I think sometimes people are afraid because they prejudge, and you don't know. When you make that commitment, you're all in, and you're all in 100%. I always say the difference between 100% and 99% is 100%.
Yeah.
I like
that you said that, because my audience has heard me say that many times. One thing about small business owners, we're all in.
I think, you know, when from a small business, and Steiner Sports, you know, we started with $4,000. You know, we're a little bit of a bigger business now. I'm not going to sit here. We have 100 employees. But for many years, I mean, I'm sitting with me, an intern, if I could afford the intern, I mean, for at least the first 7 or 8, 9 years, I probably didn't have any more than 1 to 3 employees. And that's a small business.
Right.
So, you know, I'm writing the checks. I'm picking up the athletes. You know, we market athletes here at Steiner. So I would write the check. I'd write the contract. I'd pick up the athletes. I'd pay the athlete. So you got to multitask. There's no question. But I think the key to really small business is knowing where and when to ask for help. And that's the smart. You can't do it all, but, you know, you can't learn everything on the job. So you got to use all your resources. You got to be a person that's got to create a fan base of mentors that can give you help when it comes to certain situations,
mm-hmm.
so you don't end up short. And I think one of the keys to success, and especially for me, I've always had mentors. Even still to this day, I just re-up my mentorship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as your business grows a little bit, you got to expand and get new people around you that aren't going to always tell you what you already know,
right.
or tell you what you don't want to, you know, tell you what you want to hear. So I put people around me, especially ones that don't have anything to do with sports.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, Brandon, you're crazy. You're missing this. You should do this. You should do that. Because there's one idea.
That's called, James Surowiecki wrote a book about that. That's called The Wisdom of Crowds.
Yep.
And
I love that. I'll write that down.
Yeah, he wrote a book about that. And that's basically what the research he wrote, he conducted, showed that you have a better result when you don't have everybody who thinks alike making the decision. Hold on to that thought. The book is called You Gotta Have Balls by Brandon Steiner. We'll come back. I'm going to ask Brandon to tell us a little bit about his business, the memorabilia business. I got a couple of memorabilias here in my office. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Joe's gone to the rodeo, and you know some good old boys are ready to ride. Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.